Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the premier source for all things sport and working dog related. You are now listening to the hottest canine show on the web. This is a Varsity Pet presentation of the Canine Sports Connection, where sports have gone to the dogs. And now your host, Steve Mize.
That's right. My name is Steve Mize. This is the Varsity Pets Presents the Canine Sports Connection, where sports have gone to the dogs. Happy New Year. Glad to have all of you guys back with us. We took a two-week hiatus there. It just happened that Tuesday night fell on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. I hope that Santa Paws was good to all of you, that he came and brought you all the good stuff. I know some of you deserved coal. You should have got it, but maybe you got a little bone on the side. Trent, leave that one alone. I hope you guys had a blast on New Year's. I had a really good time. Me and my special lady went out and just had some fun. And we were back home in bed before 12:30 because we are old like that. But it is 2014. I would have never thought that just a few weeks away from a year ago, that 1 year later, I would be here talking to you guys. So I'll tell you what, I am ecstatic to be here. We are kicking off the new year. I already have the entire month of January and half the month of February booked. Now, I want to tell you guys that are listening, if you participate in any canine sport, if you are part of any type of canine sport, dog, team, group, club, business, whatever, and you want to be on the show or you know somebody I should have on the show, get in touch with me. You can either go to the Facebook page, Canine Sports Connection, or send me an email at caninesportsconnection@gmail.com. Get in touch with me. Tell me about them. I'll get them on the show. This is your show, so I want to talk to them. There are some pretty big things coming up in 2014 that I'll be telling y'all about. One of them is I really want to go to some video elements. I'm really going to try to make that happen this year. So I'll be telling you more about that coming up. Let's see, what else do we have that's going to be coming up? We have our one-year anniversary show being held on Tuesday, January 21st. You do not want to miss this because my rough tally so far is I'm going to be giving away over $500 worth of gifts and prizes. Yes, so you need to be here for that show. And it would help if you were here live, but some things are not a requirement. So I'm going to be Oprah that day. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be giving everybody in the studio audience, well, kind of something like that. But Tuesday, January 21st is our one-year anniversary show. I've got all kinds of great stuff planned. I'm going to be giving away all kinds of stuff. So make sure you tune in on January 21st. Got a couple of good shows lined up. And then I'm going to tell you about those. Then we're going to get to our show today. I'm excited about our show today, by the way. And I'm going to get to it in just a second. I do want to tell you about a show coming up the end of the month. That's when I was able to book it. I have got an amazing, heart-wrenching, beautiful story that we're going to have on the show January 28th. It's with a friend of mine named Bree Trial Benton. And she's worked as a dog trainer. That's how I got to know her. And she happens to be a canine CPR instructor, and she actually had to use CPR to save her 10-week-old puppy. Now, the story is amazing. We're going to have her on, and then we're going to have the folks from Pet Tech on to tell us all about why we all need to know canine CPR, where you can go to find a class nearby, and for those of you that are industrious, what it takes to become a CPR trainer so that you can hold classes, maybe make you a little income on the side to help pay for all your canine sporting events, but be able to teach people how to do canine CPR. So that show is on for the 28th. I do have a show next week. I'm just waiting on some finalization. So check it out for Facebook. All that being said, let's talk about tonight. It is January 7th, 2014, and we have got one of the co-founders of X Dog Magazine on with us tonight. I recently saw some postings, some friends posting about this. I went and looked at it. I had the chance to talk to Ron a couple times. I'm real excited. I know his page has blown up recently. He did a photo contest. And once it got going through all the different dog communities, it spread like wildfire. So we're all excited to hear, what is X-Dog Magazine? I want to know. I know, you know, it looks exciting. So, you know, if it's exciting, I want to do it. So we're going to be back with him in just a second. We're going to go ahead and knock out a commercial. Guys, welcome back to the Canine Sports Connection. I am pumped to be back on the mic and to have you guys out there. We'll be right back with you here in just a second. Hi, folks. This is Steve from right here at the Canine Sports Connection. And if you're looking to give your dog a competitive edge in any of the canine athletic events that you compete in, then I've got a little secret that I need to share with you. It's called Drool Fuel, and it's made by the good folks at Varsity Pets. And it is the world's most advanced canine sports drink. If you're ready to take your dog to the next level, if you're sick of placing in the top 4 or 5, and you're ready to start winning your division outright, then I'm telling you, you need to get your dog powered by Drool Fuel. Drool Fuel was created by an ultramarathoner, an Ironman triathlete, using the same principles that propel human athletes to success in the world's toughest athletic competitions. Its patent-pending formula optimizes muscular recovery. It slows lactic acid buildup, fights dehydration, builds lean muscle, and just gives dogs more pop. And the delicious beef flavor also encourages the dogs to drink before they're even thirsty. So it's a great way to help them prehydrate before long, tough events and hot summer conditions. So does it work? In a word, absolutely. Since I started using Drool Fuel with my dogs, Team Southern Charm, I have seen tremendous improvement. In just a little over a year, both my dogs have gone to world championships in Dock Dogs, competed in qualifiers for world championships in Frisbee, and overall just have more energy and athleticism, and I'm able to get so much more out of them during our workouts, which makes our competition so much more fun because they are giving me 110% every time. And I'm not the only one. This year at the 2013 Dock Dogs World Championships, the entire Team Drool Fuel brought home 5 different world championship titles, several top 6 finalists, and even a few new world records. So if you want to learn more about the real published scientific research that proves why Drool Fuel really does work, then visit www.varsitypetsonline.com and download the free Drool Fuel research white paper. Or you can go to the Canine Sports Connection archives and download the interview I did with Varsity Pet CEO Dan Schulhoff, the guy who invented Drool Fuel. Trust me, this stuff is not a gimmick. There's real proven science behind it. It really does work. Oh, and when you go to get some Drool Fuel for your dog, be sure to use the code STEVE, that's STEVE, at checkout, and it'll save you 10% off your purchase price. That's my little gift to you and your dog. So go get your first box of Drool Fuel. Start maximizing your dog's genetic potential today. Just visit www.varsitypetsonline.com, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Powered by Drool Fuel. All right, we are back. We are back. We're ready to get started with the show. I did forget I wanted to make a public service announcement. Guys, ladies, everybody, especially those folks up here in the South, we are not used to this cold weather. Please take care of your pups. Even if it's just, you know, they're only outside for a few minutes, make sure that their feet aren't getting wet, you know, just look them over. I mean, they're not used to this. I know my dogs that normally love to romp and play outside, they go potty and they're at the door ready to come back in. They're like, we're not cold weather dogs. So please take good care of these pups. It's really cold out there. All right, that being said, we are ready for the first guest of 2014. It's a gentleman that I have not met. I look forward to meeting him some point. I'm sure our paths will cross. But he is one of the founders of an online organization, an online group called X-Dog Magazine. And I want to say, Ron Davidson, welcome to the Canine Sports Connection.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, definitely, your Facebook page has caused a little stir here in the last 2 weeks with the nice little photo contest, which is exactly what social media marketing is supposed to do. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But let's start off, let's just get to know you for the folks that don't know. You know, I had a little bit of a bio, but tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you got started in the dog world.
Well, I got started in the dog world in protections, actually. I was in the military. I did 8 years in the Navy. I'm a veteran. And while I was in the military, I bought a couple of working dogs, and the breeder I was working with at the time told me that if I could title one of the dogs in PSA, which is Protection Sports Association, that he would give me a free puppy. So, of course, that got me interested. And I looked up some clubs, and there was a club that was about 20 minutes away from the house I owned in Norfolk at the time. So I joined the club, and I was a guy in the bike suit getting bit all the time. So I did that for – I was in that club maybe 5-6 years, somewhere about there. And I met one of the other co-founder of the magazine, Morris Lindsay, while I was in the club. And through there, we developed a relationship. We branched off from there, started our own actual pet dog training businesses. We're first one together, and now we both have separate businesses. And it kind of all started there.
Well, and that's – it's funny because we talk about this all the time, and, you know, I'm not going to tell my story 500 times this year like I did last year. But it's just the fact that, as I tell people, it's amazing the journey and changes in our life that our dogs will take us. You know, I used to be a quality manager at a manufacturing plant. I started playing around throwing a dog in the water, throwing a toy in the water for my dog. That led me to dock diving. That led me to announcing, you know, and hearing with my own online radio that I would have never thought a few years ago. I just didn't see it. So it's amazing the unscripted path that I can go here, you know, that your dog will tell you on.
Well, I didn't see it that way either. Because I got out of the military to start a pet training business, and everybody thought I was crazy, of course. So all of my coworkers, because of course, there's security and being in the military, and people can't really imagine leaving that kind of security to something that's unsecure, especially something as unorthodox as dog training as a career. So, but, you know, it was a passion of mine, so I decided to take the leap, and, you know, it's led me to here. And, you know, this is, what, 7-8 years later, I've done pretty well for myself.
Well, and that's the thing. If, you know, is it if you're working in passion, you never work a day?
This is true.
You know.
Definitely. Definitely. Although I can say everything about dogs, especially cleaning up after them, is not the part that everybody loves. But of course, I love the training portion.
Oh, definitely not. That's why I just want to. Yeah, I do too. I like, you know, that's it for me. Both from getting my dog to do something the first time, or to get better at it, or, you know, I work part time as a trainer now just because one, I get a little extra cash, but two, I kind of missed it. If you don't stay. And I tell people this with training. If you do not practice a learned skill, you will forget. That is not just, you know, it's the same thing for golf. I haven't touched my golf course in a year. I probably stink right now. But it's not just with training with your dog. It's also, you know, training as a trainer. If you just walk away from dog training for a year and a half, 2 years, you know, you start to lose being able to read dogs and see what they need. So I went back to doing it. And it is. It's that pleasure of seeing somebody and their dog bond and grow that, you know, is a big drive, you know, if you're making money, you're lucky. But it's kind of like teaching. People don't go into it for the money. They go into it for the passion.
Sure, sure. Unless you're a professor at some prestigious university, you're not going to make, you know, a ton of money teaching. But it definitely, being the person that is, and it's the same in dogs, being the person that is so essential in the formative years of a child is something that's very important. And it's the same thing with dogs and trainers, you know, being a person that's so influential on how a dog turns out, it's a good feeling, especially when you start the dogs off as puppies and you see them at a year and 2 years old, and they could have taken a much different path had you had the owner not called you. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of owners calling and starting the dogs off early in training, which a lot of people don't do. They always wait until the problems have already festered and manifested themselves, and then they decide to call and get training. But they could curb a lot of those issues if they start off early on. But I'll get off my soapbox.
No, and that's fine. I mean, that's, trust me, you're preaching to the choir to a lot of people that are here. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about, and I actually think that your other half is in the chat room.
Yes.
Mo is the other half that you were telling me about. So now we can't talk about him now. He's in the chat room. He's listening and he can type. So we have to be on our best behavior now. Just kidding, Mo. No, but we want to talk about this whole thing, magazine. I mean, you know, that it's reached out, and we'll talk about where it started and how you guys got going. So we'll be right back with Ron from X-Dog Magazine here in just a second. It is time for our, and I'm not going to say first every time, but it is our first review. But I do want to stop. I just received a message on Facebook, and I will share this here in just a second. Somewhere in the Minnesota area, I'm trying to look as I type, guys. It's somewhere in Lost Dogs, Minnesota. Somebody has lost a beautiful-looking Brittany Spaniel here. The weather up there is brutal, folks. You got to get this. We got to help find this dog. I'm going to share it on the Facebook page here in just a second. But once I share it on the Canine Sports Connection page, especially all you folks up north, let's share this, see if we can help Beth Bowman. I know who that is. Wow, I didn't realize that. He was at the St. Peter Fairgrounds in Nicolet County. So I'm going to share it here. You guys definitely share it. And let's see if we can help him find this dog that just came across. I'm actually doing something like truly. Oh, wait a minute. We've got an urgent message coming in. So there we go. Let's get this going. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever had this happen. But we definitely want to help because I'm sure the weather is horrible there. All right, so there we go. So that's done. All right, so we're going to get started with our first rescue of the week. Our rescue of the week is Lancelot. Lancelot is part of the Angels Among Us Pet Rescue. He is a regal-looking boy. He's about 2 years old, active, intelligent, and playful. He can be a serious guard dog or a free-spirited jogging buddy, whichever you request at the time. He's about 60 pounds and has a coat like a giant schnauzer, but sheds more heavily. He may be a labradoodle mixed with a standard schnauzer, but that's just a guess, and they're not going to do the DNA to know. What they do know is that he was nervous and a reactive boy when he was found on death row, but after living with the trainer for a while, he has learned how to trust people who are kind to him and loves to follow commands. He can even do a sit pretty, put both paws up, and beg for a cookie. Lance would be best in a home with an active owner without small children. He gets along with most balanced, calm dogs, which means none of mine, and could do well with cats if was introduced properly. He would love a fenced-in yard to chase tennis balls and to bask in the sun. Well, there's none of that right now. So contact them today to visit Lance. You can check them out on angelsrescue.org. Make sure you check out our rescue of the week, Lancelot. We want to welcome the newest sponsor to the Canine Sports Connection, Cessless Creative Services, better known as the Logo Goddess. If you've had a chance to check out the Canine Sports Connection Facebook page, you've seen that big, beautiful banner logo there. That is a Cessless original. So whether you need company logos, you've got a bowling league that needs a logo, whether your church is having a picnic, a family reunion t-shirt, dog sports, cat sports, horse sports, hamster sports, it doesn't matter. Cessless Creative Services can make you any graphic logo that you need. Be sure to check her out at cessless.com. Check them out on Facebook at Cessless and tell them the Canine Sports Connection sent you. All right, what I was saying, and it is on the Canine Sports Connection Facebook page, I have shared information for Mo, for Beth. Please share that picture, especially if you got friends up in the Minnesota area. Let's see if we can help find that dog a home quick, or not find him a home, find him his home. All right, I sent out a message before we get back here with Ron. It is time for our birthday woo, woo, bark out. I had like 3 weeks available, and I only got one bark out. So it goes to a friend of mine. He turned 6 years old on 12/30. Happy belated birthday, Briscoe. Briscoe's a beautiful yellow lab that competes in the sport of dock diving. Happy belated birthday. Don't forget, we want you guys to send me your birthdays for, you know, around your dog's birthday. I don't care about your birthday. You get all the Facebook stuff. Send me the information on your dog's birthday around the week around the show, and we will get them in the birthday bark out. All right, so we are back here with Ron. Ron was telling us how he kind of got started with dogs. So, Ron, how did the whole concept with you and Mo come up about, you know, either what, if it was like my show, it was something else before it was Canine Sports Connection. So how did all that, you know, even get started with you two?
Well, we were having, we had another page and chat room on Facebook that we only talked about protection sports, though. So ring sports, Shih Tzu, things of that nature. And it created a lot of buzz. We had maybe about 1,500 likes on that page also. And a lot of people would show up, show pictures. People would discuss training topics and breeding, selection, things of that nature. And when we started to see so much interest in it, Morris actually pitched the idea. And we've had tons of ideas over the years for different dog-related businesses. And he pitched the idea, and the idea sounded fantastic, so we immediately got to work on it. We got a few other guys involved. Our graphic designer, Damon Jennings, DJ's Art, our web guy, Jeffrey Musgrove, and our new editor, Kevin Moriarty. We got some other guys involved because, you know, we researched the magazine business, and one of the big things we advocated was you can't do it all by yourself. And us not being journalists by trade, we just found some other people that knew how to do the things that we didn't know how to do. And we brought more of the dog knowledge to the table. But it's been working out well so far.
Well, and so what's the concept? I've seen the Facebook page. So is that where you're going to do everything, or is it going to be an online magazine?
No.
Is it going to be a paper cover to cover?
It's going to be an online magazine to start. We're looking to do quarterly at first, and we may look to expand it later on if there's demand for it. But it's going to be quarterly for now, and it is going to be an online magazine. And the website is in the works as we speak. I'm suspecting in less than a month we should have it up and running. And you'll be able to purchase subscriptions and early subscribe for a discount through the website also. The first issue will probably be out, I think, April we're looking at as our deadline for the first issue. And the website will also have many other things to interact with. We'll still have the Facebook page, which will run contests and things of that nature, but we're going to have discussion boards on the just like we had on the original Facebook page. We're going to have discussion boards where people can go to, and we're looking to split it into individual sports now. We'll see how that works out. But that way we won't have our doctizing people talking about or having to read the things that are ring sport related and so on and so forth. So everything will be separated so everyone can go on and find out and get information about their particular sport. But our big thing in starting the magazine was information. We wanted to make information about dog sports readily available for people who didn't have access to them, or who didn't have access to people that could inform them about it. Because like the story I told you, I got lucky. The breeder that I was dealing with knew about protection sports. I didn't. I had no clue. He informed me, and this was, you know, 12, 13 years ago. He informed me, and that led me down the road that I came to, because I probably would have never been a dog trainer had it not been for that breeder telling me about protection sports. So little things like that make a big difference, and we hope to make that same difference in somebody else's life with the magazine, where they can find out about dog sports where they probably wouldn't have been able to otherwise. And then they can follow along the same kind of path, or maybe a different path, and lead to something different or bigger and better than what we've ever done. So, you know, we're just trying to provide information.
Well, and that's kind of the basis here is, you know, and some people, which I'll be honest with you, I was kind of surprised how many people I've had listen. I actually pulled it up right before this show, And I really think we're going to make the 55,000 mark before our anniversary show, I'm hoping. But, you know, it's the same thing that, you know, I want people to be able to listen. You know, I want somebody to listen to this and go, oh, wow, there's a cool magazine, you know, an online magazine. I can get the website. I can go check it out. You know, we've had people from Dock Diving, Disc Dog, Barn Hunt, Tri-Ball, Weight Pulling, and I'm sure I'm missing one or two, but, you know, I really try to have those, you know, so that listeners can listen to them, and it's not just the, you know, the expert, how can I get better, but, you know, I want Joe Blow that's got a year-old lab that people keep saying, you need to do something with that dog. I want him to be able to listen to the show and go, you know what, I can do dock diving, I can do frisbee, hey, I can do fly ball. You know, I've seen a lab, you know, do a little bite work that you know, it was a mixed lab, but, you know, so
I've
that's
seen one
definitely.
Too. I used to own one, Don Juan.
There you go. But we're the same way that I want
to. Tell me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said we're the same way as you guys. We want to be a way to get that information out there. So, I mean, definitely there's a need for it because so many people are looking, you know, what they want to do, you know, trying to find something. And even to that point, and it's happening in the chat room right now, there's people introducing other dog sports to people that compete in another one. You know, I'm the same way. I was doing dock dogs. Somebody told me if I wanted to teach my dog to track a toy better, start playing frisbee with them. All of a sudden, both my dogs went haywire for frisbee. Now I'm doing that, you know, a little bit more. I've been introduced to Barn Hunt. I want to go try that. I'm looking at agility. We're looking at herding for our new dog. So even people that already compete in one sport, they're starting to branch out and go, hey, what else can I do with my dog? And that's, you know, that's the avenue that I think you guys want to approach. You know, I'm definitely interested in some of the, and I've always heard it called IPO, whether it was, and I always say it wrong. It's how do you say, is it shoot sound? What's the proper way to say it? Schützen.
Schützen.
It does. Okay. There's that, there's French ring, there's Mondo ring, you know, there's all those different kind of things, that, you know, people can do. And definitely I want to have a whole show on that soon because I think it's gotten a clouded view from most people in the dog world, not negative per se, but just that it's very much only for certain dogs, you know, certain groups, you know, military, police, you know, that it's not, you know, that anybody, not anybody, but that anybody can look into it. Let's put it that way.
Well, there's Schützen is the most popular, Schützen /IPO is the most popular dog protection sport on the planet, more popular than all the others combined. And you can find a Schützen club within driving distance almost anywhere in America, even though the sport originated in Germany. So, well, it actually originated as more of a breed selection than a sport. You can find a club anywhere. So if you're interested in Schützen, and this is the kind of thing, is what you're talking about is, and what we're doing now is exactly what we're trying to do, get people involved in more sport work. So their dogs, those high-drive dogs or that crazy lab what you're talking about that's sitting around, they can find something to do with it. And a lot of these working breeds have become more and more popular. As being a pet trainer by trade, I see tons of dogs on a daily basis, a weekly basis, that need a job. They're in the house, they're cooped up, and they're crazy. They're going stir crazy. So I had a German Shorthair pointer this evening the same way. She's going crazy, so she needs a job. So the more we can inform people and give them information, the more they can find something to do with those dogs. Now, Barn Hunt, you're going to have to tell me about that one. We'll talk about it off the air because I've never heard of that one. But,
well, it's actually, I'll tell you the same thing I tell everybody. There's actually a whole show that I did with a woman named Robin Nuttall. It was one of the first shows that I did. But you know what Earth Dog is?
Earth Dog? No, I've never heard of it.
Earth Dog is the little terriers, and they build tunnels underground. And the dogs, basically what they were bred to do is go underground, and they have to find rats that are in PVC tubes. So the rats can't get hurt, but the dogs have to negotiate the tunnel in the dark, you know, and find the rat. Barn Hunt basically Oh, dude, it's amazing to watch. Barn Hunt basically brings that and puts it on top of the ground, and they do, they get like a big square circle ring. They build all these like obstacles with hay bales, and the dogs have to go find the rats in the plastic tubes. The rats cannot get hurt. They're completely safe. Most of the rats don't even care. So, yeah, Barn Hunt is slow. It seems to be, you know, dock diving took off a couple years ago, and it's still growing. Frisbee's growing. I mean, everything's growing. But, I mean, I'm surprised you're in Barn Hunt here, Barn Hunt there, Barn Hunt there. Because basically the dog is searching in a hay bale for a rat, you know. And there's a level to it. You start off, and you build up and up. But definitely check it out. It's something that I want to do.
All
right, we are – and let me ask you, because I want to say this right. Somebody in the chat room asked, what does IPO stand for?
I'd have to look it up. I don't know off the top of my head, to tell you the truth.
I always thought it was like individual protection something, but I don't know if it's an organization. I don't know. I thought it was
It's international something, but it's
international protection.
I'm going to look it up here while we're talking. But whatever other question you have, you go ahead, and I'll chime in with it.
All right, no problem. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you're going to reach out with, and we're going to talk about your photo contest and what's coming up next for X-Dog Radio. Or X-Dog Radio. No, you can't do radio. I'm barring you from that. You can do the magazine. I'll do the radio. We'll do a lot of stuff together here. But, okay, somebody looked it up. It is International Prüfungsordnung, which is Germans. So
that's why I didn't know what it meant. Because in the U.S. we usually call it Schutzen, and in Europe they usually call it IPO.
So, all right, well, we learned something new. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, Ron. When we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit more about what's coming up soon for the folks at X-Dog Magazine. And yes, Miss Jumping Dane, I did live in Germany for 4 years. I, too, was in the military. I can ask you, ein Bier bitte, mi Frau? So there you go. Now I'm ready. All right, coming first here, it is our hero of the week. Our canine hero comes out of the Winchester Police Department in Winchester, Virginia. A Virginia police canine responded to a reported burglary Friday night when he broke his leg. Despite his injury, canine Coda continued his job crawling upstairs to help fellow officers apprehend the suspect. The Winchester police... Coda found the suspect hiding in a crawl space in the attic of the home. Coda began to drag the suspect out of the crawl space when the floor of the attic collapsed and Coda fell through to the level below. He landed on the hardwood floors, broke his leg, but he didn't stop. He didn't let up. He still tried to crawl back up the stairs to finish detaining the subject. He was joined by other officers. Coda will need to undergo surgery for his injuries. If there's anyone that wishes to make a donation to Coda's treatment, you can check it out on the link that I have provided. I also provided a link to Coda's Facebook page. Go tell him congratulations. Go wish him quick and healthy recovery. Tell him the Canine Sports Connection sent you. This is Coda, our Canine Hero of the Week.
Hi, I'm Courtney, proud teammate of Kane, a Great Dane who loves the sport of dock diving. Now, Danes are known to have a short average lifespan of only about 7 years, and like other large and active breeds, are prone to joint trouble. Well, Kane is nearly 8 years old, and despite his age, size, and rigorous workouts, remains joint problem free. Without the distraction of joint pain, Kane continues to excel in his sport. In fact, he recently set a new Big Air personal best of 20 feet 6 inches and is inching closer to the 8-foot mark in extreme vertical. I trust Kane's joint comfort to the folks at InClover. InClover is based out of Colorado and makes supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. About 4 years ago, my veterinarian recommended their joint supplement Connectin, and Kane has been using it ever since. Connectin was developed by InClover owner and biochemist Rebecca Rose. Connectin is the only complete patented formula containing all three joint building blocks the healthy body normally produces, plus 9 natural herbs which provide an optimal delivery system to support joint health and overall comfort fast. Connectin was proven in university studies using state-of-the-art force plate analysis to show better mobility in just 15 days, and it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. To find a retailer near you or to learn about InClover's full line of products for joint, dental, skin, and digestive health, visit InClover.com.
All right. Make sure you go check it out. I put links on the Facebook page. Make sure you check out InClover. All right, so we are back here with Ron. He is one of the co-founders of X-Dog Magazine. So let's start off with this nice little publicity thing you did with the photo contest. Now, being a social media guy that I am, did you happen to write down what your likes were before you launched the contest?
No, that would have been interesting to see, though. We usually look at I check it out on the insights, and I can pretty much see what we've
gotten. Yeah, you can go back.
In the last, certain amount of time, and I know how much we've gotten based on that.
Well, I know it went up. I mean, I don't remember what it was when I first looked at it, but I know it went up. So definitely that drew a lot of people. And I think there's a couple people here in the chat room that have submitted dogs. The contest is over whether it's reached its end date or not, because somebody with a Cane Corso has got magic fingers and connections.
Well, don't tell everybody that, because then they'll stop going on and posting pictures.
No, it's on new pictures today. Here's my thing. I've realized it isn't even as much about winning. People just like getting their picture out there.
There are
some amazing dogs, and I have to congratulate you, because it would be real easy with your background and your connections that even though you're trying to reach out, it would still be majority, protection dogs. But, I mean, you've got everything. I've seen the fly ball, the frisbee, the dock diving, so it's definitely reaching out to all of them. So are you going to do stuff like that, every month, every quarter? Are you going to be doing some contests?
We're going to have a contest every month. We're already – just today, the whole team was together talking about what new ideas we could come up with for other contests. And we've got some stuff in the works already. I don't want to give it away. But we're going to be announcing some other things we want to keep everyone engaged. So we want people to stay on the page, and we want to build – we don't just want X-Dog to be a magazine. We want it to be a community. So we're not just going to do the magazine. We're going to do contests on the page. We're going to organize events, regional events for other sports. And what we foresee in the future, what we really want to do, me and Morris have been talking about it, is kind of like an X Games for dogs, where you can have every sport in one setting, so everybody can see every sport in one setting. So, and if we can get to that point, it'd be amazing. But that's what we want to do.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this so that that is the next evolution in canine sports, and I know about four different groups that are working on that. It is coming, because I'm the same way. I do frisbee, I do dock diving. I've even joked around about putting one together. And now I can't tell you about it because you might steal my idea, but I've already got it scored, set up, ready to go. It's something I've been working on for about 6 months, to where it's dock diving, frisbee, and agility all in one. It's pretty cool. But
when it comes down to it, though, you have to have the following to do that kind of thing. And the magazine will allow the following that we've created with the magazine will allow us to do that kind of thing, because you have to be able to get people out there. A very well-known trainer that me and Morris both know, well-known in the protection world at least, and in personal conversation multiple times, he's talked about how people in the dog world, much different than an equestrian, for instance. If you go to an equestrian event, there's thousands of people, and people compete. They can actually make a living competing with their dogs and doing something that they love. And with their horses, rather. And for people with dogs, there's just nothing like that. They can't do anything like that. So, but although there's more dog owners than horse owners, really. But that's because there's no awareness to dog sports like there is with horses. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're trying to create that awareness so that people who love dogs and love to compete with their dogs can actually make a living doing it. And things like this will actually make that a possibility.
Well, I definitely see some conversations in our future with, you know, like they say, it's a matter of getting outreach and ideas. Great. I mean, I actually did have somebody contact me from the Tennessee area about competing, and I did at a thing where it was everything like all together. So I mean, it's coming. You're right, and you know, I'm sure there'll be some that'll try and fade, and then there'll be some that'll really come and do great. So one question that I was going to ask you that somebody typed in, if I'm wrong, whenever you do the photo contest, it's as many entries as can be, but how many likes you get that win, right?
The likes and comments combined are what gets you the what we count. But I just want to let everyone know out there, because we've seen a little bit of it today. We will not count your comments on your own picture. So if you're commenting on your own picture, we're not
going to I was going to do that.
But we count the likes and the comments combined.
Okay, cool. Because that's, you know, I mean, you get people to like it, but, you know, getting people to comment on it, you know, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, and definitely, like I said, as you do them, I will be, you know, sharing that information through. My attitude is about the whole thing. Basically, we're two individuals that are wanting to do this. I much rather would support each other, work together, and say, oh, no, here's another group trying to do something. Forget that. It's all about getting people out there with their dogs. The more the better. Yeah, okay, let me interrupt here for a minute. I understand that everybody says something breaking. I haven't changed anything. I don't think Ron's changed anything. So I don't know what's going on the internet, so I apologize, but so we're going to talk about next month, and being that I'm part of it, and I was Mo's in the chat room, I was asking him, can we go ahead and build a little excitement for next month's content?
Well, we're going to have the Extreme Dog Contest or Extreme Dog Pick Contest that we had this month. We're going to run monthly, so every month you'll have an opportunity to win something. And we've already got a couple of sponsors for prizes on next month. So next month the prizes will be even better. We're going to we're actually going to be giving away an item for Varsity, your sponsor, and we'll also be giving away some actual tactical LED lit gloves. So there's a couple of things that we're going to be giving away. But as far as the contest goes, we're going to have the same contest, but we also are kicking around an idea of a photo caption contest also. So we'll see if that one makes the cut, and we'll also be running that one also separately or in tandem with the other contest for associated prizes.
Well, and I will say this, it gets hard every month as a dog person to submit a picture every month and people don't like it. So I do change it up, real interesting. But, yeah, definitely want to let all you guys know, I'm tired of everybody bugging me about free Varsity balls. Varsity Pet is giving away a Varsity ball next month to help X-Dog Magazine. So if you want a free Varsity ball into the contest, quit sending me messages. It's kind of funny. I say that jokingly, but I do get people that will send me messages, Ron. And what's so funny is I will get I'll get something that says, you know, hey, you know, we compete in this one sport, and, you know, maybe we could help get the word out. And it's like that train sailed 2 years ago. I mean, we've got, like, five world champions on Team Drool Fuel, which is the Varsity Pets team. I mean, you know, the whole – trying to just let people try it to help get the word out, that boat sailed. It's gone. The word's out there. I mean, it's blowing up. We're selling, you know, huge amounts every week online. And I like the fact of who X Dog Magazine reaches out to, because that's another avenue for us. So I'm hoping that's really going to help out. And, you know, if the more we can put in there with you guys, the help, the bigger we build your site, and, you know, prizes draw people.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. Everybody likes something free. So we're going to try to find as many sponsors as possible so we can continuously give away free working dog items to keep everybody interested. I mean, especially when you compete with your dog. Most dogs that lay around, and that's a big reason why we started off with the MVP supplements, because most people don't have a necessity to give their dogs that kind of thing. But it's something that the working dog community consistently does. Like everybody who wants to compete at a high level should consistently supplement their dog. Every athlete, as I'm sitting here watching sports now, every athlete you see on television is taking supplements. So our canine athletes deserve the same thing.
All right, so, and while you're saying that, I need to break in here because we're going to go to commercial real quick. So we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about all the different ways that folks are going to be able to find X-Dog soon. He said the website's coming up, so we're going to recap here in a minute. So we'll be right back here with Ron in just a second. Now, I'm glad he mentioned it because everybody does like something for free, and we here at the Canine Sports Connection are actually giving away a varsity ball or junior varsity ball, and it's looking really good, like there's only been one entry so far. I will give you until January 10th to submit either a video or picture of your dog opening a Christmas present. If you didn't take it, just go wrap something, have them open it up. But once they get, don't put them on the page. Email them to me or send them to me in a private message. I will then put them all in one photo album, and it'll be a very short time. The one that gets the most likes is going to get either a free varsity ball or a free junior varsity ball. They get to choose. So don't forget we were doing that. Sarah, yours in, and yours is the only one that's in right now. So you're in the lead. But I will put it in the album. Votes that are not in the album do not count. All right, so let's get a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting on it. It is 2014's very first version of Wagon Rights. All right, it is our first Wagon Rights of 2014. And remember, from now on, when you're posting online and you're bragging about your dog, even if it's not something you're going to send to us as Wagon Rights, let's start putting hashtag Wagon Rights. That's the number sign, WAGGINRIGHTS. That's hashtag Wagon Rights to all of your posts. That way we can all share them and see what's going on. So here's what we've got for the Wagon Rights for January 7th, 2014. Robin Olson Keeling says, one of Boris and Gala's kids over the moon about Nageka, and I'm sure I'm not saying that right, from California, is showing at Westminster in February, following in her mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa's paw prints. Way to go. I'm going to say this name wrong. Nageka. Anyway, Boris and Gala are beautiful black Russian terriers. One of their puppies is on the floor at Westminster. Way to go. Jeff Wheeler. Yes, this counts, Jeff Wheeler. Team Splash Happy is now officially thrilled to be sponsored by Veris Pet Foods for the 2014 season. I'm sure you can talk to the folks at Team Splash Happy to find out more about it. And Courtney Kane says that Kane hit 7-10 at EV practice. You know, I'm really proud of that big, great Dane Kane, but Courtney, I want to see it in an event. I want him to step up and hit 8 foot at the event you're going to later this month. That's what I want to see. Come on, Kane, put 8 foot, make it official. Let's see. Those are your Wagon Rights.
Are you looking for a safe, reliable pet transport company? Then Wanago Pet Transport is the answer. They are based in Virginia and are dedicated to the safe, clean, reliable, and caring ground transportation for all your household pets. They believe ground transportation is a safer and more stable option for your pet, and they will transport any breed, including those not able to fly. Wanago is a USDA licensed and insured pet transportation company that follows strict guidelines for comfort, safety, and health. Wanago offers the following nationwide services: Moving? There's so much to do, and moving can be very stressful on your pet. Want2Go lets you get settled into your new home, and they will bring your pets to you. They also offer a great military discount. Want2Go offers discounts for rescue transports and works with many large and small rescues to meet your unique needs. Want2Go offers delivery of newly adopted or purchased pets all across the country. If you're going on a long vacation in the U.S. or going to be splitting time between homes and want your pet there but don't want to risk flying them, Want2Go can get them there safely and bring them home when you return. And if you have a unique situation, no problem. Call Jess at 757-570-5870 and he will help you out. And be sure to check them out on Facebook and on their website at WantToGoPetTransport.com. Tell them Canine Sports Connection sent you.
All right, so we are back here, going to go over some stuff. So we've got Mr. Ron Davidson with us. He's one of the co-founders of X Dog Magazine. Been telling us a little bit about it. It's going to be a great source out there for people. So, Ron, right now you've got the Facebook page, and it is just X/Dog Magazine, correct?
X-Dog Magazine, yes.
All right. And you're hoping that the website launches by when?
The website, we'll have the website up within a month, and the website is xdogmagazine.com or xdogmag.com.
All right, and some of the other stuff that you're doing, let's see, we're running monthly photo contest. You're going to be having the magazine come out. I think you said the first one you're hoping is in April?
Yes, we're going to be out in April for our first magazine. Our first issue will be out in April, and we're going to do it quarterly. And by the way, I missed something here a little while earlier. The gloves that we're giving away next month, along with the varsity ball, are from Tim Messini at T&M Tactical Gloves, if you guys want to take a look at those.
Cool. I have to look those up because I don't know what they are. I'm just going to throw this out there. You want to know what would be one heck of a contest? Who made the cover of the magazine? Who made the cover of the magazine?
Who made the cover of the magazine? We have a cover of the magazine first issue up already. So we already have the cover up. At this point, you have to scroll pretty far back to actually find it, since there's so many pictures from the contest. But our first two, we have one breeder, a very famous Dutch Shepherd breeder from Holland. His name is Dick Van Leeuwen. He is on the cover, and Chico Stanford is also on the cover, a very well-known and long-standing competitor and world team competitor. So on, Schutzen competitor, rather. He's going to be on the cover also. But we've got tons of stuff in the first issue. It's going to be chock full. We have a Doc Dogs competitor,
well,
Leanne Shinton, that's contributed to us also. So we'll have a little bit of everything in there.
Well, Leanne's how I found out about you guys. And definitely, X-Dog Magazine, just like Canine Sports Connection, y'all, that's for everybody. Any sport, any level. If you're somebody that goes in the backyard and flips a frisbee with your dog and you want to know, hey, I wonder if I could compete at this, it's for you. If you are a pro in, you know, Schutzen and you're wanting to learn new things, the magazine's for you. So whatever level, whatever sport, this is something that's going to have some information for you. Excuse me, I actually lost my voice there for a second. So, Ron, when do you announce the winner for the first photo contest?
We will announce it probably, it's supposed to be a month-long contest, so we don't want to announce it early, but we're going to announce the winner at the end of the month.
All right, cool. So, folks, make sure you check it out. There's going to be another one cranking up here right around the corner. It's going to be fun. These kind of things are always, always, always fun. So, Ron, thank you so much for taking time out.
They say one more thing, Tim. Steve, I'm sorry. If the best way to win the contest is when your pictures are posted, like and share your pictures with your friends and family. And don't let them like it on your page. Have them actually click on it and like it or comment on it and share it from the actual page.
Well, and that's what I do when I share it. I say, don't, you know, please click on the picture and like. I didn't know about the comments. So I do have to ask this. So if Aunt Martha liked the picture and then commented under it, that actually does count as two. So
absolutely,
it works for you to get people to like it and to comment, and that's how you double up. So, all right, we're
absolutely
learning here, folks. See, you got the inside information on how to win here, folks, just because you listen to my show. We already put you guys ahead. So, all right, we know how to get in touch with you. We know what you're doing. Ron, I'm real excited to see you guys go and what all you're doing. I got a feeling we're going to be talking a lot more because we're going to be right side by side and both of us in the same goal here. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to hang out with us, letting folks know about what you guys got going on.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I can come in and talk about the magazine, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Well, and I'll probably be back in touch with you. We'll probably have you back on again, let you guys get a good few months, few episodes under your belt. And remember, if you're doing anything, you know, big time, anything like that, get in touch with us. We'll be happy to, even if it's just a little 5-minute, you know, to tell folks, get in touch with me. I'm sure our listeners will love to hear. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We got it. We got a smiley face from Mo in the chat room. He says he likes this show.
A big 250-pound guy with a smiley face. That sounds good.
Well, I definitely don't want to meet him in a dark alley with a mean dog, that's for sure. All right, Ron, Mo, thank you so much for hanging out with us. You have a great evening. We're going to wrap things up here, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
All right, have a good night, guys.
All right, so that's pretty cool. And see, folks, this is what I'm always telling you. I don't care if it's by radio. I don't care if it's on an online magazine. Next week, we're actually supposed to be talking to somebody that has a website that's got a lot of history about all different dog sports. Get out there, do something with your dog. I say it all the time. That's what it's all about. That's what we're all pushing. All right, so we are going to go to our next commercial. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. I cannot believe our first episode of the year is almost over. All right, so let's go talk about what's happening with Pet Pages Atlanta. All right, it's time to talk about what's coming up. It is time for our event calendar. Our event calendar is brought to you by Pet Pages Atlanta. Pet Pages Atlanta, the number one resource directory for Atlanta pet lovers. This is the place to go. Guys, if your local store does not have Pet Pages Atlanta, you need to go in and tell them. This is an awesome little book that's got everything you could possibly want. And for those of you all that are outside the Atlanta area, there's one in Central Florida, Southeast Florida, Sarasota, Tampa Bay, there's Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Philly, Pennsylvania, North New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and Virginia, Dayton, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio. You can look for your Pet Pages in those areas. But this is brought to you by Pet Pages Atlanta. Make sure you check out the Pet Pages Atlanta event calendar. You're going to start seeing something called the Canine Sports Connection calendar. That's where we're going to post all of the events that we know about and share them with all of you. So that is the place to go to find out what's going on in the dog world. All right, it is time for our event calendar. Now, we don't have anything on there as of yet. We're going to be building that up over the next week or two. But I do want to let you know, if you have an event that you're going to be part of or that you know of in your area, send us an email to caninesportsconnection@gmail.com with your club or your group's information and your events, or send us a message on Facebook. Send it to us in a private message so that it doesn't get lost, and we will add it to the calendar. Now, I know about some that are coming up, and I go look for them, but I really want you guys to let me know about the events you're going to be involved in, and we'll be sure to add them to the Canine Sports Connection event calendar. That's right, folks. I need to know about the events that you have. I spent a lot of time last year trying to go search them, and I missed some. So if you're part of an event, I don't care if it's Doc Dogs, I don't care if it's Ultimate Air Dogs, I don't care if it's Purina, I don't care if it's Skyhounds, Ashley Whippet, Flyball, Barn Hunt. If you know and you can send me a link to a calendar, that's the best thing. Then I can go through and pull those and put them into our calendar. So make sure you guys let me know about the events that you're doing. All right, so a lot of stuff going on. The big announcement. The 21st, our first anniversary show. Like I said, we are well over $500 prizes in giveaways. So I'm telling you, you guys need to come to that show and be on that show. Some of the prizes are going to be given whether you are listening live or not. Others, some of the really good ones, are just for the live listeners. And it's pretty cool. So make sure you come check it out. All right. And I said that again. I just got a message that said I've said I like 10 times tonight. So I've got to get better at that. I'm out of practice. Folks, thanks so much for hanging out with us. My name is Steve. This has been our first episode of 2014 here at the Canine Sports Connection. I know it's cold right now, so you can't really get out there and do too much with your dog, but play in the house with them. Give them some loving. They can fix. You can fix your couch if they tear it up, especially if it's a cheap couch. I said that on purpose just to mess with somebody. Trent, I don't know where you were tonight. We missed you in the chat room, bro. But great show, guys. Keep up with X-Dog Magazine. I'm telling you, they're going to do great things. I'm very excited. Glad I could help them out. Hey, maybe they're helping me out too. So you guys have a good night. We are out of here. I'm going to see if I can keep the pipes from freezing. Y'all have a good night. Get out there and do something with your dogs. Attention owners of the big, athletic, high-energy dogs. If you're sick of all the daily walks and all the fetch games, and if you really hate throwing money away on easily destroyed toys, and if you are ready to finally start letting your dog exercise himself, then I am about to change your life. Hey folks, this is Steve from right here at the Canine Sports Connection, and I'm here to tell you about the Varsity Ball. This is the world's first 110% guaranteed indestructible dog toy. It has been tested on world-class canine athletes, military and police canine officers, and even full-grown lions and tigers. Thousands have been sold, and exactly zero, that's right, zero, have been busted. Listen, I was a little skeptical too until I got one for my dogs and I saw the Varsity Ball in action myself. Team Southern Charm has had it for over a year now, and it is still going strong. This thing is beyond tough. It is completely unbreakable. And if your dog does manage to destroy one, the folks at Varsity Pets will replace it for free, and they will refund 10% of your original purchase price. You have absolutely nothing to lose. See, the great thing is that the Varsity Ball was designed to provide your dog with an exhausting, full-body workout, all without any human interaction. That's right. You take the ball outside, you turn it over to your high-energy dog, and he works himself into an absolute frenzy, pushing it around, pulling it, dragging it, wrestling with it, hurting it. He does everything he can with it, except destroy it. It is just too big, too tough, and too bad. They can't figure it out, and it drives them crazy. But guys, don't even believe me. I want you to go to Facebook, to Varsity Pets. I want you to go to www.varsitypetsonline.com. See it for yourself. There are dozens of real-life customer videos of dogs playing with Varsity Balls. The videos don't lie. The dogs really do exercise themselves. And now, for a limited time only, you can get your Varsity Ball for $10 off. Just visit www.varsitypetsonline.com. Use the coupon code STEVE. That's the capital letters STEVE. I'm giving you 10 bucks. Save an automatic $10 discount. But hurry, supplies are limited. Get your Varsity Ball today. The Varsity Ball by Varsity Pets. Thousands sold, zero busted.
Thank you for listening in today, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a Varsity Pets presentation of the Canine Sports Connection, where sports has gone to the dogs.